This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Diving right back into it here on Fesco and Dusty with the shortest bringback song of your life.
Yeah, no kidding. I can't believe that's just over already. I haven't experienced anything that short in years.
What?
What? I just want to win, Jim.
I guess so. I mean, I feel for some reason last night when we saw that news about the property being bought over at that certain location, all I could think about in my head was Bob doing,
"Who's the man of the game?" Never talked to me about before. This guy is me. That's how I know you know.
That's all I thought about.
100%.
I wish I could play the last part of that, but
yes, because that's the real part of it.
Yeah. Who's the man?
I mean, what happened yesterday?
There was an announcement. Maybe Mac didn't enlighten you? I thought I said something.
No, you didn't. I must have missed something. What happened yesterday?
Looks like the Royals, or a Royals affiliate, I should say, has purchased...
So Omaha, we're talking about here? Northwest Arkansas?
One of the owners has purchased a piece of land in Overland Park, the old Sprint campus.
What?
I know! Mind blown! Aspiria?
I think it's called Aspiria. It's called No Longer Going to Be Doing Business Here, Aria.
It's called 119th and All.
Yeah.
Get used to it.
I've had some Aria. Yeah.
That happened yesterday.
It did? So the Royals bought 119th and All?
The mortgage.
Huh. I had no idea this was happening.
Well, yeah. They, like Dusty said, not actually bought, just the note, just the mortgage. It could be, you know, a lot of different things. Maybe they're not moving there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, semantics. Millionaires don't buy pieces of property that have been housing office buildings for 20 years to keep the same. Mm. You know, it's like when your company gets taken over by new management, they go, "Nothing's changing here." Yeah. Everything's changing here. That's why this company was purchased.
Exactly.
And so I've said this morning a couple of times. I'll continue to reiterate. I think the Royals have like 25 or 26 people in their ownership group, right? Whatever the number is. They all have their own businesses. That's how they became rich to be able to buy a baseball team. They've all been very successful at what they do. They all have their own businesses, whether John Sherman has ABC Enterprises and Eric Stone Street has XYZ Enterprises. When was the last time you saw the Royals release a statement from the team based on an investment that one of their owners made with their other business?
Doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Have we, like, Eric Stone Street has a new show coming out. Have the Royals released a press release talking about
That'd
Eric Stone
insane.
Street's new show?
That'd be asinine.
You know, Peter Malouk, who owns Creative Planning, one of the members of the Royals ownership group, they may have done an addition to it. They put the Christmas tree on top of their building every year, right?
No, I love it.
It's awesome, right? That's why I brought it up, because I know you how much you love the Christmas tree on Creative Planning, right? And I think it's cool.
And
it's
they
beautiful.
Have the heart KC on the side of the building.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But the Royals didn't send out a press release saying, oh, the Christmas tree at Peter's Creative Planning is going up today.
How come Morton Salt didn't send out a press release?
That's the other, that's the million
dollars. What have they done to us?
Does anybody know what's going on with the Morton Salt thing? Like,
I don't know, dude. We talked about it over Memorial Day with some buddies of mine on Monday. And I was like, he was like, what's the name of the place with the lady with the umbrella? I was like, Morton Salt.
Everybody's talking about it, but nobody knows what the hell's going on.
They just showed up.
Like, literally, they showed up and hung a sign.
It's got a bush. What the hell?
Yeah, I have no idea. I drove down that 69 loop. I looked over. I was like, hey, that's that salt place.
Yeah, it happened like that. So it happened like right about the first of the year. And so I Googled Morton Salt. It's like they're headquartered in Illinois or something like that. And there was nothing really about them moving except Morton Salt hung their signs at Corporate Woods. Okay, I guess maybe they're moving their headquarters there, but nobody, I guess they were waiting for the baseball announcement to go through before they officially, you know, moved in or whatever the case may be. But, you know, this story came down yesterday. I got a kind of a tip that something may be coming out yesterday. I'm like, all right, we'll see what this is all about, right? Mm. And I saw that. I'd love to share some of the backstory on this one, because this one, and it will be in the book eventually, but the backstory on this one is an all-timer. It's an all-timer, the backstory on how all this one came about. And it's actually a fascinating story. And I'll tell it someday when I get permission to kind of tell the backstory on that one. But when that story came out yesterday, I'm like, oh, okay. This is what, you know, people were talking about, you know, a while back. But anyway, like, were you surprised yesterday, Mac? Did you look at that like that was breaking news? Or did you go, no, I've been hearing this since October, so this really isn't anything new?
You know, it's funny,
me, you know,
it's funny as I was at a graduation party or something over the last weekend or something. It's like, what do you think is going to happen with the, yeah, seriously.
This is, they're done now.
Are they?
Yeah, it's over. I think so.
Done.
Yeah.
And someone was like, what do you think is going to happen with that? Well, I was like, well, I'm listening. I think I know what's going to happen because I'm trusting Bob and I've heard it for about a year now. I mean, if you haven't listened and you don't know what's going to happen, they're going 119th and all. I don't know. I wasn't surprised by at all.
No, but I think a lot of people were surprised by it.
I think they're still trying to act surprised.
Yeah. I think what it is
we're in phase one.
Phase three of OTAs. No, I think we're past denial.
Okay.
I personally believe, and maybe I'm wrong about this one, I think we're creeping into the acceptance stage now. That people are accepting and understanding this is happening.
We have had a few texts like that today, so that makes sense.
Oh, really? That like,
I'm like, all right, it's happening. Kansas Royals or 816 right here, Overland Park Royals. Yeah. Like, it's happening.
Right.
Yeah. People are succumbing to the fact.
Understanding that.
Mayor L is not.
Oh, is he out here saying something today?
He says there's nothing to worry about. From the 913 Morton Salt Field at 119th and
I love it. That'd be great. Did L really tweet out there that there's nothing to worry about?
Nah, the text line just says, Mayor L says it's nothing to worry about. LOL, that guy is a clown, and it is in all caps.
Let me tell you something, how millionaires work.
Tell you something, Mac.
Millionaires aren't in business to lose money. That's why they're millionaires. You heard Rob Riggle. Never ask a poor person how they make money. You ask the millionaire how they make money, right? Was that on the air or was that off the air?
I don't know.
I don't remember. That was such a great conversation with Rob. I don't even remember if it was on or off the air. But I was talking about a friend of mine from childhood growing up, and he went to an affluent high school, and I did not. But he asked all the fathers of his friends, what did you do to live in these big houses? And they all told him what they did for work, and he went in and did something like that. He's my age. He's retired, has houses all over the world now, right? Great move by him to ask these people what they did to make that money. I said, I just want to talk about sports, man. And so he's, you know, done great for himself, right? It's awesome. I look back at that all the time, some 30 years, 30 some years later, I'm like, damn, I wish I would have asked all these successful people what they did, right? So where I'm getting at is, millionaires don't buy things to lose money on. People did not invest whatever it was, let's say $200 million for argument's sake, into Sprint Campus to keep it the way it is. And it hasn't been a functional place since the day it opened its doors in like 2001. It's been an obsolete place. And somebody had said to me, they go, yeah, it's not good for office complexes, but for a baseball stadium, it may be good, right? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And so the stories have started to develop and percolate since about a year it's been going on. And that's why we said on February 27, 2024, if you vote no, you're opening yourself up to other municipalities in the area having a say. And you made a passionate plea, I thought, about an hour ago talking about this, hour and a half ago, talking about this, going, I tried to tell people in my own neighborhood to vote for this, or this was something that was going to happen, and people didn't want to believe it. They don't want to believe the truth. They don't want to believe what they don't like. They don't want to believe what they don't want to hear. And a lot of people didn't want to hear that there may be a backup plan for the Royals. And I was the town idiot for 18 months or however long it's been.
You were a basset hound.
Basset hound, that's right, yeah. For however long it's been spreading this nonsense. I mean, I went back and saw stories that were written about me lying in this Asperia campus saying they weren't for sale. How did I know you were for sale and you didn't?
Who's the man of the day?
No, it's not even that. It's not like, I knew your property was being sold. And you didn't.
I don't know.
How does that happen?
Yeah, it makes no sense.
How does this idiot on the radio know what's going on, but the people of the property, they're not selling it. Yeah, we bought your mortgage. What?
Who's the man of the day? I am. You guessed it. Why not? Who knows? I do. Never talked to me about before. This guy is me. That's how I know you know.
It's funny. But the good news is, yeah. Look, nothing's final. Nope, nothing's done.
We've got a meeting Monday in Missouri.
That'll go
special
well.
Special session.
Yeah.
Is it too
late? Special.
Yeah, it's special, all right.
What sports analogy do you give Monday's session?
Well, you gave it the best you possibly could. I mean, we're down to what Jet Chip was less than 13 seconds.
They got Mahomes throwing a Tyreek?
I don't think they do. I think they probably have, like, you know, Daniel Jones running in Philadelphia.
They got Kirk Cousins throwing to Stephon Diggs.
Yeah. Stephon Diggs got himself in the news lately.
Woo. Cardi B, baby.
Party with Cardi B in a baggie.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know
then
that's
your
what
coach
that was.
Is upset.
Interesting baggie. I found out more about what was in the baggie.
Well, I'll allegedly. Tell
you later. Allegedly. Oh. Yeah, yeah, allegedly.
Nobody can prove that.
It's not that Bolivian Bam Bam anymore.
It's something mixed with the Bolivian Bam.
Yeah,
it's
somebody
a whole
was saying it
deal.
Wasn't. Yeah,
I it mean, sounds like a sex drug.
It sounds, yeah.
People
like
have
the
their
time.
Theories.
Because after that scene where that young lady grabbed him by the throat and called him daddy.
Oh, yeah.
They started twerking and he was smacking cheeks.
Okay, on his girl's butt.
On his girlfriend's butt. But she might be into it, man. She's Cardi B.
I just don't understand why Stephon Diggs just doesn't work out where he plays.
I don't
He's understand. Getting a lot of workout right now.
Oh, he definitely is.
He's working on balance.
Vrabel ain't got no time for him.
No.
Vrabel ain't got
He's not
no
do that.
Time.
He does not care about that.
Because Vrabel is not that guy.
No.
Not that guy. Vrabel is red ass to the definition of red ass.
And you know what? Has self-confidence, too, that he knows I'm in control of this football team.
Yeah,
this
everyone's going to listen
team,
to me.
And you're going to listen to me. I'm not some new neophyte coach that nobody's ever heard of. I'm Mike Effin Vrabel. And if you ain't going to do what we're going to say, you ain't going to be here.
Somebody from the text line has a sports analogy for what's going to happen Monday. They said it starts out as Wasp, but it ends up as Angel Reese missing a layup and her own rebound.
Yes. That was great.
You get the rest of the month off, man. Like, I know it's late, but take June.
And they said, or the meeting starts as Wasp and it ends up as Sanchez in the butt fumble.
Yes. Yeah, it could be the butt fumble. There's something called the Freedom Caucus that has released a statement the state of Missouri. The Freedom Caucus in the state of Missouri. And their statement goes like this. I'll just be brief because it's fairly long. If Governor Kehoe and Missouri's legislative leadership are interested in a broad-based tax relief for all taxpayers and a reformation of Missouri's broken initiative as part of an overall special session plan that will benefit all Missourians and not just wealthy billionaires, the Missouri Freedom Caucus is ready and willing to deliver. But if you're going to make this a one-sided handout to billionaires, basically, is what they're saying. If the governor and legislative leaders insist on using taxpayers' hard-earned dollars for more than $1 billion handout to billionaire sports teams owners in a standalone bill, the Missouri Freedom Caucus will vote against such a proposal and will consider utilizing any tools necessary at its disposal to stop it. I don't know what the Freedom Caucus is. It doesn't sound like this is going to be Jet Chip Wasp and an easy touchdown to win the game for the Kansas City Chiefs.
When I hear that example of freedom, I think of Braveheart at the very end. Yeah. Sorry, William Wallace. Yeah. Freedom!
Yeah.
Off with his head.
So exactly. So bring your best plan to the table. But it sure sounds like it's going to be an ugly fight in the state of Missouri over something like this. And that's why I kept saying, Kansas has a year of free money and no public vote, or whatever that was that I just read. And I don't really know what that is. Again, I've been an advocate of downtown baseball for 25 years. I've wanted it here in Kansas City. I know that may not be happening. I've been able to kind of adjust and change and figure out, you know, where it's going to go. And quite honestly, downtown doesn't seem to be the safest place to be in Kansas City. The continent of Europe for the World Cup just put out, Kansas City's a very dangerous place.
Wow.
Be careful. It's ranked as the eighth deadliest city in the world right now.
Damn.
Well, you have restaurants that can't stay open at night.
Right.
Servers not being able to make money because it's not safe downtown. You have people that are closing down. You have riots that are happening in the middle of the daylight in downtown Kansas City that don't belong having to be happening down there.
Right.
And you couple that with the fact that the people that are going to the games are where they're buying this land.
And that's the other thing. You know, we've said for a very long time, for years, that 55% of the season ticket holders are in Johnson County. It's actually 55% of the season ticket holders within a 5-mile radius of 119th and Knoll.
Whew. Damn.
Yeah, somebody in the text center earlier said, I hope that is location. I'll be able to walk to and from the games with my daughter.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
If you want a garage fact, the International Space Station is closer to Earth than San Francisco is to Los Angeles. I don't know why that just sent me into an oblivion. The International Space Station is closer to Earth than San Francisco is to Los Angeles.
The International Space Station is that close to Earth?
I mean, apparently. I didn't know how close San Francisco is to Los Angeles.
I'm going to say 2,500 miles, L.A. to San Francisco, roughly.
Because what, that's south-north?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Let me look.
I mean, I think it's like 2,500
Because that's like something that I would scroll on my phone coming out of the garage and be like, hold on.
Well, I'm thinking about that now. I'm more like the International Space Station is only like 2,500 miles from Earth.
It's 380 miles.
No,
LA to San Francisco.
It's only 380 miles.
I was 2,500.
Well, 2,500 is across the country. My
I was
going to
say, I was like, wow, how big is California?
Wow, 380 miles. The International Space Station is 380 miles. Like,
it's less than that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's that close to Earth.
290. 254. Wow. Okay.
Wow.
How far is it from here to Omaha? I need to know because I'm leaving Friday.
2.5 hours.
Yeah. Gold said 3.
Have you seen
I guess we're going to... Yeah, well, he also said it was 9 degrees Celsius outside of that one game.
That's exactly right. Oh, it's going to be 9 degrees. It's awesome. August, Alex. Well, they say 9. What function do you have on your phone?
That was fantastic.
What was that? Was the Kelvins was another temperature grading system, I think, back in the day? The Kelvins?
Kelvins?
Yeah, that's where he was looking.
From the 816, Mayor Q needs to bring Gottlieb to the meeting on Monday to get advice to keep both teams.
That's great.
Another guy gets the month. I don't even think Mayor L's involved in the meeting. It's a state meeting, right? And again, you live there, Dusty, in Missouri. Do you have confidence that your state's going to get this last-minute deal done?
No. Not at all. I think it's too far gone. I think it's too late. I don't know if there's enough time. I just think it's – I'm sad, man. It's not the fact that people voted no. I think people were given a bunch of hogwash information, and I think that they were not told like everything clearly. I've said this.
You're 100% right.
I've said this 500 times. It's a project that was due in 6 weeks, and you waited for 6 hours to get it done. And as you can imagine, every time, I think we all been there at least once in school where we put it off to the very end, and the teacher came up to you on the side and goes, yeah. And the teacher came up to you the side and said, when did you start doing this? And you're like, Tuesday. Like, you had all semester, Dusty, to do this. Why did you wait till Tuesday? Go home, take the weekend, do it right, and bring it back to me. And every time it came back well. Unfortunately, we're not in school anymore, guys. Right. Yeah. This is real life. And the fact that they didn't emphasize the property tax of athletes that come here and spend money at the plaza or they go down to wherever they go, whether it's the Town Center Plaza, whether it's Downtown Plaza, whatever it is, that money goes to your state. I guess it wouldn't go to that area, but you get what I'm saying. Money spent in your state from those athletes is a 1%. Like, you're making money off these athletes coming to town. Guess what? When both those places go and nothing's at the Truman Sports Complex but tumbleweeds, no money's coming in.
It's a big loss. And I don't know exactly what the 1% earnings tax number equates to with athletes. I'm sure somebody does have that number. It's in the millions. It has to be. It has to be in the millions, right? And you're thinking about the visiting teams coming in. You're not even thinking about the home teams that come in, right? And I was reading an article yesterday. It was Michael Beasley had an unbelievable commentary about life, you know, in the NBA. And he goes, every single NBA player should have to give a minimum amount of money back to the league for them to save for our retirements because we don't know how to spend money properly as professional athletes. He goes, we don't even know how to pay taxes properly. He goes, every city you go to, you have to pay their tax in. And so it's not just the athletes coming here. It's Taylor Swift coming here to perform. It's the PR guy who works for the Marlins that's here for 3 days where he has to pay the 1% earnings tax. And all of that money, the 1% earnings tax, keeps Kansas City moving, keeps the fire department funded, keeps the police forces funded. That is a big loss and could be a big loss if and when these teams, both of them, move across the state line. Gone is that 1% earnings tax from any event that has taken place at Arrowhead or Kauffman Stadium.
I mean, think of all the things I've lost in my life. The Independent Center, Fuddruckers, Royals and Chiefs. Like, dude, I miss Fuddruckers. Man, they have their own fry station. You can put the jalapeno cheese on those.
How many offerings does something need to be considered a station? Because years ago we had this conversation. Because Brother Ryan's like, they got a salsa bar. They have red and green. I go, that's not a salsa bar.
No, a salsa bar was at Poncho's in Blue Springs on 7 Highway back in the day, or 40 Highway, where they had pickled carrots, jalapenos, green, orange, red sauce. Then they had like something else that you could pick as what? That's a salsa bar.
Yeah.
Quiznos back in the day had a sauce bar. Like you could get four different sauces. Yeah. You could get like pickles, jalapenos, yeah, all this sort of stuff. Yeah. Like, oh man, Quiznos, man, chicken carbonara on
that
bread.
Was unbelievable.
Ain't no, oh, sweet God,
yeah, yeah, that was good. And then I don't know what they did, but they screwed themselves. Oh well, yeah, yeah.
Somebody from the 858, and I look, the more you dive into this, the more theories you get, which is life. Someone says, do you think the Royals got Jackson County to vote knowing what that they would say no as an excuse to move? I don't know.
That's a question that a lot of people have asked. I don't think so. Look, the Chiefs, I can't speak for them because we all saw the drawing.
And the other side of it, too, is that like where people in Kansas pushing like, oh, you don't want to do this. They're going to raise your taxes. And then people are like, raise my taxes? No.
But see, they didn't raise.
They extended the same tax that you're getting taken out of right now that you didn't know that was there until somebody brought it up.
You've done more explaining about that than either side did during that whole process. It was poorly done. The whole thing was poorly done from the beginning. But I don't believe this was a ploy. I do believe from the bottom of my heart, because I talked to the guy, John Sherman.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to be in downtown Kansas City. He's a Kansas City guy. He lives in KC Mo. His dream was to build a downtown stadium in Kansas City. They had all the land acquired in the East Village. They were ready to do it there. Then Mayor L got involved and screwed the whole thing up. And that's fact, Jack. Like they kept moving the location around. He wouldn't endorse it. It was a total mess. We all saw that process play out. I think that soured a lot of people in both organizations with the way that went down over there. Mm. But I also think that John Sherman really did want to be in downtown KCMO. So I don't buy that. I've had enough conversations with John to know his passion for Kansas City. And he is passionate. He's one of the greatest human beings we could have walking around this city. 33 nonprofits he supports at least. He's got the Sherman Scholarship. How many kids he's adopted over the course of his lifetime to give them literally adopted children to give them better opportunities, sending kids to college with the Sherman Scholars Program. Like, this guy is a gem of a human being that we want in our town. And he wanted to be in downtown. And then the mayor got involved and here we sit.
And guess what? It ain't just the Chiefs that leave. It ain't just the Royals that leave. That Taylor Swift concert you went to, gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That Kenny Chesney concert that comes every summer, gone. All that is gone. It's not just about the teams. They missed on so much information that could have been there and put in black and white. And all they did was put up some BS design, some random location they changed over 4.5, 5 times. West Bottoms, East Bottoms, Your Bottom, Dusty Bottom. I don't know where it's going. Nixon 7 coming up on the other side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.